She just was sort of drifting around aimlessly, through dating this guy, and they had a sort of a nice relationship. And, you know, eventually it starts to settle into just like getting stoned and eating Ben and Jerry's on the couch and watching TV. And it was very fun for them when they would get stoned and eat Ben and Jerry's on the couch and watch TV. They started to settle into this routine. They would watch David Letterman. It was so nice, this sort of grandfatherly, pseudo-hipster guy, you know, watching David, sitting there watching this movie. But anyway, eventually, things fell apart. He was sort of an inspiring actor. Yeah, she didn't really think it was going to be very much. But tonight, the night in the song, she can't sleep, so she goes downstairs. She turns on TV. She turns on David Letterman. And, you know, she hears the band strike up. She sees Paul Schaefer and his son with his brilliant lights glinting off of his bald head. And she sees his purple silk shirt. And she sees the purple silk curtains open up. And meanwhile, by the way, I'm stoned and I'm eating Ben and Jerry's alone, and I'm thinking, how do you get on the show? Do you have to know somebody? Is there somebody that I need to know? I guess I just won't ever be on the TV. But anyway, that's beside the point. Because really, she's sitting there. She's not. She's totally stone cold sober. She wishes she could go to sleep. But striding through that purple silk curtain that I was talking about comes her ex-boyfriend. He's in the latest Michael Bay movie, and it just hits her really hard. Was she really that out of the loop? Did she really not know that much about what was going on? That she didn't realize that he had somehow landed this plum role? But there he is. He looks exactly the same. They say the camera adds 10 pounds. They say the camera makes you look different. He looks exactly the same as when they were dating. And it hits her in the stomach. Like, it's like somebody punching her in the stomach, you know? And she just thinks about all this stupid banter, all this stupid crap that they obviously rehearsed, but they sat down with like 8 of David Letterman's and they were like, what stupid humorous story do you want to tell? He's telling this story, a stupid story about a camping trip. It was a camping trip that they took together, but he's totally written her out of his story. He's totally simplified it and exaggerated it, and it's just not even her story anymore. It's just a fucking piece of shit, stupid story on David Letterman, which, you know, honestly used to be better anyway. But anyway, if I could say one thing to that woman in the song, having to watch that, having to hear that story, it was once a real thing, I guess the thing that I would say to her was, would you smell like a ring of colored foam? Help the shiniest limbs with gum, or raise the finger your thumb. When I was bought and sold, Christ called on the telephone. Can't hear you, he's on his phone.
Baby!